This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. Today we're zeroing in on July 24th, and it was on this date in 1880 that the very first commercial hydroelectric power plant in the world began generating electricity in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It all started when an enterprising man, William T. Powers, purchased the necessary river frontage in 1865, and then later constructed the West Side Water Power Canal, all laying the foundation for what was to come. On March 22, 1880, he organized the Grand Rapids Electric Light and Power Company, which would begin service 139 years ago tonight. At the age of 31, the great baseball pitcher Addie Joss had recently died of a brain hemorrhage. Not long after, players of the Cleveland Naps, the name was later changed to the Indians, put together a benefit game for Joss's widow and their two children, featuring players from seven other teams in the American League. And so it was that the very first Major League All-Star game was played on this date in 1911. Cleveland's League Park could barely hold the 15,270 fans to watch some of the best. Ty Cobb, Smokey Joe Wood, Shoeless Joe Jackson, and Cy Young. And when it was over, some $13,000 went to Joss's widow, Lillian. That's roughly $350,000 in today's money. And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow in Today's History.